This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Three doves. Belongings. Movie Poog.
Hello, hello.
I don't know why I say hello.
Oh, wait.
We're going to parties this week.
Oh, God. It's a huge question.
Oscar week. Although when this airs, when will it be?
Who cares?
Oppenheimer will have already swept.
What does it mean to have clothing? I don't understand how anyone does anything. I stopped in like a vintage kind of store and just going through racks and just going, what's it all mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. No. I don't know what the path is to going to a party and enjoying one's outfit and where, what do you do with the dress later? It's all one big.
Well, you have to
question.
I mean, I can tell you a path, which is, I mean, I'm very lucky because one of my oldest and closest friends, Kimmy Auberg, is like a vintage archivist, stylist extraordinaire.
Oh,
so I've literally been wearing her clothes since I was in high school, like begging for her to, you know, she would like give me things that she didn't wear anymore, like hand-me-downs of her I've been wearing for 16 years.
Holy shit. Now, does she archive like other sizes? Or is it
as of right now, I've just truly lucked out because I can wear her clothes sometimes. So yeah. It's like some of her
stuff
will fit me. So that's what I'm doing this week. For example, I'm wearing her clothes.
Wow.
Or, you know, things that she, you know, of course she adjusts, there's tailoring that can happen, whatever.
Yeah.
But this actually just sounds like an ad for her, but I also don't care if it is, but it should be. But what I'm saying is that you should talk to her because you know what she can also do? Almost like personal shopping level. Like, here's what you should get. Here's what you should get.
Oh my God.
And some stuff, again, returnable, like real.
Really?
She was like, get this gown. And it was like, maybe this will work, maybe it won't. Didn't work, return it, doesn't matter. It's like it never happened, you know?
Well, I saw a headline that said something like, you know, the resale market is more popular than ever, but nobody's turning a profit. Now, I don't know if they mean
What does that mean, resale?
I think, well, technically, I think the real is resale. And then, like, I went by this store and something about this kind of intrigued me. I went in, they're like, I forget what it was called. It was called Dresscue or something. And it was like, it was a room full of clothing racks. Okay. Each clothing rack was some woman's closet. Okay.
I went to one of these stores and I hated it.
Now,
rows of whores. No, I mean, I went, you know what it was? It smelled like, you know, that Goodwill clothing, that out of the closet, that like smell of clothing.
Yeah.
It smelled like that, which is fine, but I'm like, don't smell like that and have expensive things. Do you know what I mean?
It's like when I used to go to Century 21, New York. And it's the most expensive, though, like things in the world. Like these Italian designers that are so expensive, like they're not even like a name I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's like a $3,000 dress marked down to $2,500, and there's like deodorant stains on it and like a tear.
And it's like, to beg for
who
it.
Is that for?
I know. Well, I'm once again, here's another shout out that I do with love. I'm hiring for a third time, sorted out the two personal, the organizers.
Yeah.
Because I had, again, an ADD meltdown, a full meltdown where once again, my, you know, who cares? I've talked about this too much. The point is I need help. I can't do it alone. And I need to shed like half my belongings. I'm convinced.
No, you're funny with the word belongings. it's a lovely word.
but today or yesterday when I was like, I don't care. I need help. You know, it's like delegating. Like I need, and obviously that's an extravagance to hire someone, but also it's actually not because I'm wasting the amount of time, you know, our money I waste from the, I had a meltdown because this is the kind of thing that I'm sure you can relate to. It's like, I had to do something. It was like, I couldn't find the plug. It's funny how I'm hiding from saying what it was because it feels shameful. It was a ring light. Okay.
Right.
I had to put an audition on tape there.
Yeah.
There it is. Which already is enough to throw me into absolute madness.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I just assume you just put tapes together like,
no, almost
like
never.
Just knowing your own greatness.
No, I can't bring myself to do it. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to find the strength. My house doesn't have the lighting to do that. For those of you, so it's just to be clear, I'm coming out completely raw and vulnerable and saying, yes, when you put for an audition before COVID, you'd go into an office and you'd have an actual experience with someone. Now, due to everything being digital and the world becoming more and more disembodied every day, audition, something, you know, conceivably about energy and raw sensuality in the room is now also on Zoom.
Wow.
To be clear, I'm not blaming the casting directors. I'm blaming the industry as a whole, or I don't know what I'm blaming. But the point is, the lighting in my house is not appropriate for something like that. I don't have the medical grade hospital lighting.
Do you think serious actors, do they have, you know,
setups? Yeah, they have little
in their home. So, they must.
Yeah, or little, or they go to a studio or something. So I have the ring light from something that we did, some poog thing where they sent us ring lights. I don't know. The point is, I go, oh, I have the ring light. I remembered.
Yeah.
I go into the office. I go into the closet. I find the ring light.
Let me guess, not the plug attached
is
to
gone.
The cord.
No, the plug is, the cord with the plug is gone. It's just gone.
That heavy and industrial.
It was enough to make me.
Because you go where?
Hurl the entire ring light into the street. And I go, this is a free ring light. I don't know how much they retail for. The point is, I go, I'm throwing it into the road and I'll just buy a new one if I need one. In fact, I thought, well, I'm not even going to do it now. Now the day's ruined.
One cannot judge the day. Okay.
From within the day?
Yeah.
What were we going to say?
Yeah, I mean, certainly.
You know what I forget too? Really, it's really wise to always remember in the middle of the night, it's not reality. Because I woke up in the middle of the night, the other day, kind of spiraling these things.
Really?
It's not real. And then the day, it'll be better tomorrow.
The moonlight's truth, and it's dangerous.
The truth of the moonlight?
I go into these spirals of about cleaning, and it's like funny to have someone point it out to you, like Chris, like being like, it's always 11 o'clock at night, okay?
When you do that?
Where I start going into this thing about needing to clean up. It's like, it's interesting, like mess really upsets me at night. More than in the day. It's like, and it almost seems like it shouldn't be like that. It almost seems like, but it's like chaos.
The chaos. Yeah. I can't do the chaos.
What if we
anymore?
Cleaned up together 10 minutes a day on the phone?
By the way, that's real. Also, I was like, and I should just put this out there, though, how would I do it? I'm going a massive poog sale where, hey, you want a lipstick I tried once? You want a face product I did two pumps of? You know what I mean? It's like...
So all opened and a little bit used.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's just, I have, you can't donate it, but like hardly used items, you know? Like, what do I do? And that's what paralyzes me. Is I'm like,
you put
what
them on the bottom of your feet, as you always say.
Right, right. No, you actually are the one that said that. With oil,
no, I mean,
oil
you always
oxidizing.
Go to me when I was like, again, use it. What am I going to do? You're like, bottom of the feet. And so then I was like, yeah, you have to just boldly use.
Or get rid of.
Yeah.
But I have this fantasy, of course, as maybe we all do, right? The minimalist lifestyle. I have 5 lipsticks. I have 4 shirts. I have, you know, I'm like, how many outfits do I need? 10 maximum? Like, there's too much. There's too
Yeah, you'll notice I have 2 full clothing racks right now. Like, my closet is a disaster.
I believe it.
2 clothing racks full of who knows what. And, you know, everything's on the chopping block.
Well, I got a pedicure today.
I have a question. It's Los Angeles, March 7th. Does that mean it's time for sandals in this town?
No, it means it's Oscar week, baby.
No, I know. I mean, like, Oscar week.
Oh, weather?
Open-toed.
It's always open-toed in this town.
To you, it's always open-toed in this town.
Essentially.
Like, dressing
obviously,
up. Occasion wear.
Open-toed right? Always is appropriate in Los Angeles.
In this town.
Yeah. You don't have to do it, but no one's ever going to go, oh, it's winter. You're not like a hussy and meatpacking in dead winter.
That's what I'm
tripping
what I mean.
Over the cobblestones. No, it's Los Angeles. Open-toe, always appropriate.
Oh, my goodness. I just, there's a closed toe to me really closes an outfit in a way that I like. I can't help it.
A closed toe closes an outfit? What'd you say?
Yeah, it's like a hard stop versus toes sort of spilling out onto the pavement.
Oh my God. I understand. Open toe is a risk.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Time, what is it good for?
A lot of people spend their lives wishing they had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
Well, therapy, to help you find out what matters to you so that you can use your time to do more of that. It all begins and ends with therapy, am I right?
Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries.
Skills you can use. Skills you might never have been taught or never clawed your way to yourself.
It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/poog today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/poog. BetterHelp.com/poog.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I came out with a new Lima.
Well, it's not out yet.
Well, it's like out in London, I think. I was actually envisioning a trip in order to go there and beg, because you can't even get it in this town.
Where are they based?
Well, I think the FDA hasn't approved it. It's just that powerful. And it's like four times. Actually, besides, I'm going to grab my Lima. Hold on.
Pausing for Jacqueline walking off air.
So, hi. So, yeah, I like to walk around like this, doing other things. Like,
I really need to get back into it. Yeah. I need to, by the way, it's like another week has passed. Walk me through this, please, okay. For the love of God. Another week of my life has passed and I'm not using retinol.
Okay, it's really interesting you say this because I finally started.
On what? What brand?
Tretinoin.
Wait, you got a prescription?
Okay, so, well, here's the huge question. How quick does that expire? Because I have it from like 2 years ago and I'm like, is it expired?
I don't know.
But I'm trying to think what, I know who inspired me. The Do Skincare founder.
Did you go to the party?
It's tonight.
Are you going?
Yeah. I mean,
okay, so this is great. This is huge. Do Skincare. We love Do. We were invited to a party tonight.
Because they're launching in Sephora to celebrate.
I have another professional obligation, but launching in Sephora, huge. Love the products. Happy for them. Major.
Oh, yeah.
But wait, so why did she inspire you to get on
retinol? She was just talking about on her account where she really gets into the details of skincare. She was talking about, you know, with retinoids, or I always forget which one's the one, but she was like, you know, you use it for a couple months and you're not like blown away, you know? And so then you stop using it.
Oh, no.
And then she showed this picture of this like old woman.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was like 3 years of use in this woman's whole like eye area completely turned around, but it took years. Okay.
See,
but it was like, it took years for her to become 80. You know what I mean? So it's going to take some years
to become 72.
Yeah. With retinol and it like slowly.
Fuck. I have to say, I have a friend who's been, you know, doing retinol really religiously. She's 40, doesn't look it. But what does 40, when you say doesn't look 40, 40 is young. I'm not saying that to be like radical. I'm just saying like people who are 40 look young. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So 40 is no longer, in the 80s, 40 was something it's not anymore.
Oh, totally.
Because you look back now, at photos now, people, oh, this woman was 25. She looks 68. Because
literally.
Yeah. Well, also literally it's different because back in the day, they were smoking a lot of cigarettes. They were drinking martinis around the clock. God bless them. Nowadays, you have the thing where young people look older because of the work.
Oh, yeah.
And now older people look younger.
I saw a thing that was like, oh, you're aging quicker than we used to because of whatever. And I was like, that doesn't seem true to me.
No.
I feel like I don't know what they're trying to
say. I was trying to think
me,
of the day. I was like, when will I, what kind of sounds old to me? I'm like, I guess like when you're 70, it's a little bit like, oh my God, I'm 70 or something. But yeah. I'm seeing 65-year-olds who are looking unbelievable. And I'm, you know, it's just, it's changed.
Yeah. No,
but the retinol, I have to do it. I have to do it. But here's the thing, Jacqueline, help me through this.
Yeah.
Doesn't the retinol, isn't there a period where it kind of makes you, they call like the retinol uglies, like it makes your skin purge or something?
Yeah. Who knows?
Help me.
Don't you use P90 or whatever?
I'm off it. I've been off it for years. I've been off it for years.
Wait, what is it?
The P60. I used to use it.
No, I'm saying.
I've just been off of it. Not because I stopped liking it. I just stopped. This is why life is so impossible. You just stop these things.
I know.
We just like,
I know.
I stopped. Why?
I know.
Why?
Well, it's like, you know, I work out daily now and, you know, there are years where I didn't. And like,
and I'm living those years.
And it's like, I had done it for years previous to that and been like, oh yeah, this is how I have to live. This is, I'm happy.
And you forgot.
Like, why is there no retention of the knowledge of what worked?
I know. It's really hard.
But who cares? I mean, I was saying don't judge the day. Sure. And it's like, don't judge the day, don't judge loss of years. There's just no, you know, it's just, it's like an efficiency model of one's life is simply untenable.
Absolutely.
Like, yes, years lie fallow. Who cares? Yeah. It's like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, completely, completely.
This like milk it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been doing a little casual work in front of the television. This is like an ADD thing.
What is
casual
work?
You let the brain sort of, you partially give it something to kind of half do, leaving just enough brain power to
watch the show,
to do the work that like I struggle with doing when I'm too much of my brain is brought to it.
I relate to that.
When it's like, too many like ideas.
What's the work?
So like, okay, like let's say I'm just trying to lightly edit a document, but normally full of caffeine at my desk, the document is expanding with new ideas. Okay. But I'm supposed to be trimming it. It's like, okay, we're putting on Dateline and I trim a little and I glance up at the screen and then I go down and I trim a little. What was I doing? Oh, right. Trimming. It's like, I need a little bit less of my brain. This is like how ADD people get more done when they're tired.
Yeah. Oh God. When you hear that. Oh, wow.
Well, and me with my brain training games, like after two cocktails, when suddenly my scores.
Through the roof.
Through the roof.
That was one of my texts I got from you that will live on in infamy, is you being like, I'm better on booze, should up it.
Oh my God.
I felt like I was one of the most productive people, and I felt like a mother of six because I scheduled a mole check, can you imagine this?
Oh yeah.
A medical.
Years ago, I did that.
Dermatology, just check.
Thanks
the whole,
to you.
Well, it's terrifying when they start doing it because she starts checking my scalp, which is good.
Yeah.
And you go, how fucking terrifying. Can you imagine? You're just living your life. Here we are, sunscreen on the face, sunscreen.
Yeah.
Something on your scalp takes you out. Fucking hell on earth. She's checking between my toes. And then I start going,
really?
You should actually be checking my asshole. Like, much of medical stuff is a joke.
I send it to the sky.
No, because I'm like, what if there is something on my asshole? Like, what if there's a mole in my asshole that I've never seen?
Well, I think the idea
that no
is
no one's
like,
ever seen, and that mole needs
sun
to go.
Sun damage doesn't get there.
Right, but can't, the moles only activated if sun hits it? Do you see what I'm saying? Or is there something lurking? Because she said something to me, she goes like, yeah, like, and you know, gynecologically, like, that's part of what's important about getting an exam as they look at, and I'm like, wait, so a mole that's like in my vagina, or like to my knowledge, I don't have a mole in my vagina. And let's be honest, I'd know by now. Okay, folks, I was exploring early with a hand mirror.
I mean, so, I don't think moles, are there even moles on, what's that called? That kind of flesh, you know, mucous membrane. Not really a mole, is it? Isn't it something else?
Oh yeah, I guess I don't mean inside. But you see what I'm saying? Like, what if there were a mole? And then, well, I wake up, I think about this constantly. I had an ex-roommate who said to me, any gynecologist who's worth their shit is probing your asshole every exam.
Interesting.
Because there's stuff that's like, you know, potential tumors, or I don't even know. But I just remember her being like, they should be checking you rectally, but because it's like frowned upon, or like we live in a puritanical society where it's like, don't go in my ass, women die or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
yeah.
It's like this idea, like, and so now I'm like, what I'd have to do, beg for a rectal exam?
Well, it is like the outer wall, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense.
The other side. If
it's checkup time.
I was just thinking if I could pull off all doctor's appointments one day a year, like the main ones.
Yeah, like 9 to 11, 11 to, yeah, just go through. It's smart. I got my teeth cleaned.
And like June, yeah, June 6th is the day. Instead of just...
How are you with teeth cleaning? Because I hadn't gone for a year.
You know why?
It made me feel good because he goes, your gums look good.
No, I've been good for years because, you know, one, they bother you, which is great. And two, walking distance.
Oh, it's everything. Well, I feel like a little... I want to think because I, you know, I've talked about Lucio Kim, my dentist.
Oh, yeah. You're an influencer of teeth.
Yeah. And hags are going in there, signing up.
Wow. Free fillings for you?
Free fillings, I know. Can you imagine? Gonna get V-beamed
next
week.
Yeah, I'm scared to go in. I'm feeling tooth sensitivity and I'm scared.
I have some tooth sensitivity.
Oh, it's hell.
And one tooth.
When they're cleaning it. It's just, remember I had to surrender, transcend.
Oof. I was thinking about you when I was doing it, that you were saying sensitivity is worse than pain.
Yes. And how did you experience that?
It wasn't that bad. But since, because I was trying those all natural whitening strips, and I think one of them kind of went a little too hard at one of my teeth. Yeah. A little upsetting.
Get the zingers or the zoomies or whatever they call them. I don't know, zoomies are when cats run wild at night. The courtyard cat has been coming to our door and meowing for our attention.
So sweet.
Oh my God. Go out there, scoop him up. You made him a little box.
You're going to be really happy about this, Jacqueline.
What?
I'm looking for literally like two for my parents.
A cat?
Two.
Cats?
Yep.
Yes.
Bonded pair, perhaps, or not.
Yes.
If anyone knows Los Angeles area, I want two cats.
Stray Cat Alliance.
For my parents.
It's filled with them.
Great.
Filled with sweeties.
Isn't that exciting? Two. They're down for two.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, you know, classically,
two when makes I was them happy, eight, right? The cats love two.
When I was seven or eight, for my birthday, we went to this woman in the Penny Saver with these cats and we were looking at them. And then my mom called my dad and said, we really like them. We think we want to get one. And he said, get two.
Oh,
can you imagine?
God, that's a fucking daddy. That is a daddy. That's Greg. That's Greg for you.
It was. And it was about like, yeah, like they entertain each other, you know, like they keep each other company. It wasn't like, it wasn't about extravagance. You know what I mean?
No, it wasn't. But, I know it wasn't about extravagance.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Taking home kittens.
Not even kittens. We're thinking cats because you kind of know what you got. They're kind of cooked.
Oh yeah. No, cooked. I just call even full cats kittens.
And I call all dogs puppies. Yeah.
Yeah. Some get confused.
People.
I'm
going to New York in a few weeks for, can you believe this?
Really?
Only Pleasure?
No.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Starting to think about restaurants, starting to think about reservations.
Maybe you should go to...
Gonna go see Cole Escola's show.
Oh, God. I'm that so was jealous. Mary.
The impetus.
At the Lucille Lortel.
Yeah. I'd say get tickets, but I think you can only get them if you're lucky at this point.
Yeah. Still, you should try. Maybe they do standby.
But still, go to the website. Yeah. Thrilled to go to dinner. Gonna go to Raff's.
Yeah.
Shout out. You got a great...
Two explosive meals, two nights in a row.
At Raff's?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you went bang bang. That's amazing. Oh, I went bang bang. Two in a row is the best.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm going to the Ludlow, staying at the Ludlow.
Really?
Forever shout out.
Big time forever shout out. God.
I have to say something that I think this is totally okay to say, which is that shout out to Tatiana, who at the Ludlow has been wonderful, hooking us up. Huge friend to the pod.
She is.
She's exiting.
Exiting.
She's exiting, Jacqueline. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
I got the email. Yeah.
You're kidding. You haven't even discussed it.
Wait, you thought only you?
Well, no, because I emailed her, so I thought it was just our correspondence. You got today's my last day at the Ludlow kind of an email?
Yeah.
What did we do? Is she gonna help us? Is she gonna set us up with the next day?
I was like, let me know where you land.
Of course.
Like the way I've been chasing Bandier.
I would also like to formally say, I hope it's clear. If there are any Caribbean or tropical hotels...
Cases not
I would like
clear.
To give us free trips.
I remember when we tried to get Seabob and they weren't interested.
Oh my God, that's right.
I want to go on a Seabob again. An extra hour of light in the evening. Thank God is coming again. But you know what I hate? That first morning, right after springing forward. Oh, God, I can't stand it. But thank God I have my hatch to ease me into the mornings.
I'm becoming white noise obsessed. Listeners may know I've been waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Flip on the white noise. I'm out. I'm out like a light.
I love it. I have been completely sucked in by hatch. I am living a hatch life. I have it going off at night. I go, what is that celestial music? Okay. And then I realized I had set a wind down period on the hatch. It was coming from the room, beckoning me to bed. And then I slam the button, boom, Malibu sea waves. And I can't believe it, but I can't sleep without it. It's real. Okay. I'm loving it.
Hatch can help you choose sleep, prioritize healthy habits, and make the time change transition seamless and enjoyable.
With a Hatch Plus subscription, you can access the latest routine building features like Cue to Unwind, which signals you that it's time for bed, and Pillow Talk, which is just like your favorite shows or socials, but without the screens that keep you up.
Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/poog. Visit hatch.co/poog to get $20 off and free shipping.
Hatch.co/poog.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of,
a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
How do you stay awake during meditation?
It's hard.
I mean...
Well, I'm actually... It wasn't that hard for me. You know, I'm way off. It's devastating. I've abandoned my spiritual practice and I have to get back on. I was trying to convince myself I could meditate in the bath, but I don't think that's true.
Lying backwards, even like lying down, like you do
like,
in the bath.
No, like kind of like
sit up
in the bath. Like, yeah, partial recline.
Cover your shoulders with bubbles.
You're not supposed to do like technically with meditation. It's like your head's supposed to be away from a wall or a pillow or whatever. You're supposed to be floating free.
Yeah. You're supposed to be ether. Upright with sitting with dignity or something.
Guess what I begged for that we're getting?
Dignity. What?
No, it's funny. That made me laugh internally. But Magic Mind, the little matcha special. Talk about ADD medication alternative. It's coming, Jack.
Really?
We're each getting full month supplies. Yeah.
Wait, is this the one that we saw an ad for?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jacqueline and I send each other. This happens. We send each other the same Instagram ad at the same time that we both get.
I mean, that's got to be like ding, ding, ding at Instagram headquarters, like where they're just like, look, two best friends, like to share the same thing simultaneously.
Oh, the algorithm knows.
So I'm working trying to bring the corners of the cheeks up. Look, I just applied a lip gloss from Pat McGrath.
Love Pat McGrath. What lip gloss did she send?
No, I think this was given.
Can I see it? Is it in a tube?
Let me see.
Pat McGrath lipsticks are my
Wicked Whisper Lust Gloss Lip Gloss. Wicked Whisper, I think, is the color.
Wicked Whisper. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Where are you with magic? I went to the Magic Castle the other night where I hadn't been in about 10 years.
You'll recall ages ago we discussed
it. You'd be fun to go with.
I sure would.
So you have been?
No.
Telling me?
I've never been.
Okay. This is huge.
Yeah.
Double date.
Have you been many times?
No. I went 10 years ago and then I went this week. And I have to say, Jacqueline, I saw some incredible magic.
Really?
And you know what I got to see? I got to see full blown a motherfucker lighting a match and then two birds come flying out.
No.
Birds, white doves, magic. I saw this guy turn truly the thing of like, here's a match.
Yeah.
He goes poof and then birds are just there. Like crazy shit. I saw him turn three birds into a dog.
A dog?
This guy's got three little poodles. I'm sorry. This guy's got three white doves. And I was saying, I go, the doves aren't real. I couldn't believe they were real.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was watching them. I was going, some kind of electronic robot.
Yeah.
Like.
And then you smelled them? What? How'd you know?
No. Then it's like, no, like that's not what the trick is. The question is not, are the doves
real?
Right. I was convinced the doves
were
real.
Whether they were a robot or not, getting them out of the hat is the trick.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So then at some point, this magician, he's got the three doves. He does something. And then I'm not kidding. Just now the three doves, there were three doves in his hand. And now there's a small white poodle. And then he puts the poodle down. The poodle goes running off stage. Okay.
I get nervous. I saw and the live animals screaming. I go,
no, but they're happy though.
Well,
I'm just gonna leave it at that. But then,
okay,
this was the thing that was crazy. And then he goes, he's holding a red scarf and a blue scarf and a green scarf. I'm looking at the scarves. What's he gonna do? Poof, a huge parrot.
What? Another animal?
A fucking gigantic parrot, which by the way, I was in awe of. And I was like, I'm actually, because I'm going, whoa, but I'm actually just going, whoa, at the majesty of the parrot. Like, that's what I'm, you know, and then I go, oh, and he produced it out of thin air. So this was like crazy. It was, I got to say.
Wow.
It was pretty great. It was pretty great. And then, oh, Jacqueline, you would have flipped out for this. We go into one room, a mentalist, full mind reader, doing the craziest mind reading tricks. Ever.
Oh my God. Did he do them on you?
And I don't understand. No, to people around me, but I will never, as long as I live, I don't understand. He goes, oh, this was crazy. I'm going to botch it, even trying to retell it. It's can you even try to retell magic? He goes, everyone take out your phone calculator. I know there's no phones allowed. Take out your phone calculator. People have their phone calculator out. He goes, excuse me, without telling me, please hold in your mind a number between 1 and 350, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, you got it? She's like, yep. He points someone else. You, please. Number two, 1 and 350. You, 103. Okay. Da, 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 da. And then he writes something down on a chalkboard. He writes a little thing, number on his chalkboard. He writes something down on his chalkboard, puts it down. He goes, okay. He goes, ma'am, what was your number? She goes, this number. What was your number? Adds them up. Okay.
Yeah.
And then he goes, and what's the number if we add them all up? Everyone's on my calculator. There's the number. He flips around his chalkboard. That's the number he wrote down.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
No,
and
yeah.
And then he goes. And then he goes, and then everyone add the number or subtract or whatever the fuck to what's on your calculator, the number that I'm showing you that he wrote down. Boom, there's the number. It's the date of that day. It was like 3/5/24.
That kind of trick is interesting to me because.
Does that make it kind of like, oh, then that is just math or something?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
But then I saw close up magic with cards that blew my mind. Insane.
Card.
I was made a fool because I forgot the difference between club and spade.
Did everyone laugh?
In a sweet way.
And because wait, I can't picture a club all of a sudden.
I shut down around cards or like numbers, math. Like, I go Jack. I'm like, what is it? Queen Jack. I mean, King. The order. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I would assume you'd be able to figure out that a
spade
jack
and club.
Is
they're
below.
Pretty close there.
Yeah. I mean, hearts and people, diamonds are.
You always forget about diamonds. You can seven of diamonds. Well, then, okay. But then there is stuff.
I'm not done talking about cards. This is great. So, like, okay. Sometimes I feel like, okay, it's hard sometimes to be wowed by like close card magic or whatever it's called. Okay. Close up magic, whatever card magic. Because it's sort of like, I don't know what the hell's going on anyway, right? It's like, it's like I'm not shocked. Like, I guess the medium of cards, right? It's almost like, I guess, and I would want to know, but in like the history of magic and card tricks, it's like, why did they become a thing? And it's like, is it because a deck of cards was something that people were so familiar with and was so mundane, okay? And that they're familiar with and understand and know how it works, that then to pull these things off with it, you know, was like, holy shit, right? It's almost like they become so associated with magic. That
this is so funny.
What the hell are you going to do? You know, that's going to like shock me, right? Like other than like, you know, is there, you know.
You're brilliant.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just, no, but this is like, this is just someone who doesn't have the information, just like surmising, you know, like, like people, like if I knew my shit, I'd be so annoyed listening to me right now. But I also think, you know, sometimes it's fresh to hear a outsider's idiot take, right?
Well, whatever. That's always the wisest. Take.
So fools and little children. So it's like, it's like, there's a, yeah, I'm just reflecting on like on the backs of fools and little, like there's just something about on the backs of that's great. Okay. So I imagine you go into magic and maybe, and I don't know, but I feel like card magic like is this thing. Like, are you respected if you were to just not do that at all? Like if you didn't master that. If you didn't master like the Houdini shuffle or whatever, you know, like,
yeah.
Are you, is it like no one in magic like respects you? Like, it's kind of like,
right.
you know, you need to like hit those marks before you start doing other stuff. Like,
no, there's something really funny about, yeah, the cards have just become so commonplace in Magic that they're not like, okay, well, here's something that he did that was fucking crazy. And by the way, explain this to me, Jacqueline. So he says to my friend, pick a number between 1 and maybe it was 100, something like that. She's like, okay. He's like, you've got it? Like, you really have it in your mind? She's like, yeah. And he's like, we can all, you know, assume there's no way I could know, right? And we're like, yeah, there's no way. He goes, what was your number? She goes, 38. He goes, reach into my pocket, which was inappropriate.
Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah. She pulls out loose change in his pocket, counts it out to 38 fucking cents. Explain.
Okay, let me think.
Jacqueline, explain.
Okay.
This all happened.
All I could come up with. See, I like the idea of having no knowledge of magic, but if you and me had to put on a magic show in a pinch, okay, to save our lives.
Totally.
What would we do? So if I had to pull that trick off, how would I pull it off right now? Okay.
How do
number
you do
1
it?
Through 100. It was definitely through 100. Are you ready?
No,
my
not
ideas.
Definitely. Maybe it was 50. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And it happened quickly, to be clear.
Yeah. So let's say he pulls out the coins for 38, right?
Okay.
Yeah. That add up to 38, right? How many coins was it, right? It was 3 pennies and a dime and a nickel and whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just say let's say it was 8 coins that added up to whatever.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just, okay. I'm not saying this. Okay. So then she goes, my number is 8. And he goes, reach in my pocket. How many coins do I have? She reaches in and she pulls out 8 coins. See what I'm saying?
Do it again.
So in other words, I'm standing. We have to pull off this trick to survive for our lives. Okay. And I'm quickly going, all right, here's the best I can do to try to make that trick work. Okay. I go, all right, whatever this person says, I need to have something that I can then go, okay?
Add it up.
So in other words, bad example would be, and in my left pocket, I have 39 cents. And in my shoe, I have 40 cents. Okay? Okay. Now that would be, okay, yeah. And look under your chair, man.
That's fun, by the way, walking around with just 10 cents
every
in one
number,
shoe.
Every number.
Yeah, okay. Every number.
Reach into my asshole, you know, a sign comes out that says 76, okay?
Fine. Yeah, totally.
Okay, so.
You write numbers on different parts of your body.
Yeah, you go, pull back, unbutton my shirt. Now, I mean, that would trick like, you know, a 5-year-old, right? Like, it would be like, you know, but so I was just trying to go, okay, well, what if you can't hide every amount of change everywhere, right?
Yeah.
You go,
well, there's no
so
way.
I'm going, my idea was if 38 cents, right, was what it adds up to, but you ask how many coins are in my pocket. If her number had been 8, he could have gone, reach in my pocket, how many coins do I have? Okay, there's 8 coins in his pocket. So that would cover 2 numbers. That would cover 8 and 38. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, but then you have 1 through, you have the others.
No, I know, but I mean, I could figure those out.
And that's, I guess, what the thrill is, right? Is that that's why magic is strange. It's like, we know it's not magic because magic's not real or whatever. Of course, magic is real in other forms. But the point being, that's, you know, it's like, wow, people are really doing these tricks. And so there's a strange thing because it's like, well, we all know it's not. Like,
we
it's
know
like,
it's
oh,
a trick.
Look at these people have mastered these tricks.
Yeah.
And they really fucking have.
Yeah.
But like, that's the kind of trick that, I mean, we were shocked.
Right. Yes. I don't know if magic once was. This man's a wizard, okay?
I think it was. I think there
okay,
was.
Okay, and holy
it was
shit,
that.
It's a wizard.
Yeah.
And then it's a charlatan, and then it go, I want to hire a charlatan for my party. He's one of the best charlatans I know, right?
Yeah.
And then it's a skill, and we should actually honor this skill, whatever. So then what does it become about? And it almost becomes about, like, you can't figure out the trick. You don't know how I did it. It's not, right? It's like, you know I did it, but you don't know how, right? This is all you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm like digging into it. So I'm like, in that way, like, magicians are these challenges to our smarts. If you're not sort of trying to figure out how they're doing it or something like that, like, is it fun? You know, like, it's like, I don't
the
know.
The mentalist, like, I could not fathom.
So was the mentalist doing the number shit?
Yeah, he was doing the number shit, but he goes, he gets 3 broads. They go up there, you know. And by the way, he's doing kind of old. It's like old world. It's such a weird.
You saw the broad and the poodle out back in the parking lot. Sure. All right. Anyway, sorry.
Just no, but he does the kind of thing. Go write down your number and your phone number too. I love it. Yeah.
Okay.
I go. That's not a trick, to be clear. That was him being fresh.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying this guy's, yeah, it's like this whole, yeah, you know, reach, fresh. Hey girl, put your hand in my pocket, dig around. You know, it's like, yeah, her fingers grazing his flaccid cock. Yeah. You know, it's hell. But, okay, so.
I had a joke about, in my act, about the magician. Do you remember?
No.
If they're bummed out, that their genitals take up space in their suit where they could be hiding other props.
I don't remember that.
It's great. Because like trick up your sleeve, you know, it's like it, oh no, it's like, and it was their one prop that like they can't like suddenly bring out, like, but it's taking up space in their suit where they've hidden all right, these other right, things.
You can't just, yeah. I forgot what I was gonna say.
I'm sorry. Okay, so the mentalist really took you for one. You were,
oh sorry,
it.
But here's another one.
Not being fresh.
He holds up,
yeah,
he holds up a bag filled with pictures, right? It's like the little cards. There's a basketball, there's a candle, there's a woman playing flute, right? Million photos. She goes, each of you take out one of these photos and hold it in your hands. Don't let me see it. Don't let anyone see it. He's facing the audience, right? Mm-hmm. They each take the picture. He guesses what each of them has. He just looks in their eyes and goes, basketball, right? Mm-hmm. I'm seeing this. How? Explain it, Jacqueline.
Okay,
how?
Let me think.
Help me. How?
This is like where I'm like the blind leading blinds. Fantastic. Like, of course I have no clue. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm enjoying going, okay, how could he do it? Oh, wait, but I wanted to say the one thing that I know I've brought up in the past, which is in The Prestige. Great movie. Okay.
We're seeing
Nolan.
It.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
You have not seen The Prestige?
And I love me some Nolan. No.
I thought I've brought it up like 7 times this podcast.
Yeah, hang on, I'm looking it up because I can't.
You're going to love it.
Ooh, 2006.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. This poster fucking rules.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, to be clear, we've got Christian Bale. We've got...
I think about this movie
like
daily.
Is that Russell Crowe?
No.
Why am
it's
I so
Wolf
bad?
Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. And then we've got the two of their faces. And in the middle, like a wisp of smoke, we have the beautiful Scarlett Johansson. Mm. God, she's gorgeous.
You're going to go nuts. For
okay,
it.
Okay, I need to watch this immediately.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for you. So all I'll say, well, actually I won't say anything anymore. Because there's like philosophical like little things in it that are relevant to our discussion.
Okay.
And we'll wait. Everyone can watch The Prestige.
Yeah.
It can be discussed
film club
next week. But it has style, flair, insight, and I mean... You're good. I can't believe you've even seen it. I watch it every couple
maybe
of years.
Maybe we should do a spinoff.
Yeah.
And do a podcast called Movie Poog. And
you came up with that title real quick. You know, it's like we should call it Movie Poog.
I think we should start Film Club Poog. I'm gonna go scrub my body. Diffuse my hair, put on a full face of makeup.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of makeup do you do for if you're really going for it? Just curious.
Fuck, I just remembered that my brushes aren't clean. I'm going to clean them tonight. I'm going to,
you could blow dry them with cold air.
I'm going to do some cleaning. You know what I actually did? And yeah. I have to, that's true, but there's no time. I have to post it on the Poogram. I did take a picture of my makeup that I've been doing. Like, to me, it's really going out from doing Armani foundation, like luminous silk. And I'm not using a brush lately. I've been using it on my hands, using the hands as the blender, right?
Yeah.
I'm doing Pat McGrath lipstick. I'm doing Pat McGrath blush. I also am loving her fucking eyeshadow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do brown eyes, mm-hmm. brown eyeshadow, curl the lashes, mascara.
Is it creamy or powder?
What the?
The eyeshadow.
It's powder.
And do you just cover the lid and softly blend?
Like, you know what I might do actually tonight?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm taking it back. I might line, you have been into doing, and it makes you feel like a little slut. It's fun.
Yeah.
Lining the waterline in liner.
Oh, yeah.
I might do black waterline tonight. Can you believe it?
I can.
With not a strong lip, kind of a soft berry lip.
What should I wear to the do party? All right.
I'm going to send you a picture of what I'm wearing tonight. And again, this was styled by Kimmy Auberg. Texting it to you so you can see it live on air. Looks like I have tits because it's a push-up corset shirt.
Bitch, this is gorgeous. I'm furious. I need help.
She can help you.
Time to run to the vintage store. I know where I'll go.
She can help you.
But I just, it needs to be something that can be worn again.
Yes, of course.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to get in the shower. I love you.
All right, I love you. Let's get out of here. It's nice seeing you, though.
That was Poog.
If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.